The coverage of the Ebola outbreak is everywhere, and with the confirmation that Nina Pham and another nurse contracted the virus while treating Thomas Duncan in a Dallas hospital, there's a swath of news stories coming to light. The idea of nurses across the country who say they're not properly equipped or trained to treat Ebola patients, airport workers who are protesting requirements to screen passengers arriving from West African nations, and hospitals across the country testing patients who present with high fevers and other related symptoms. That happened this week in both Massachusetts and closer to home at the University of Kansas Medical Center in Kansas City, Kansas. The Associated Press has issued some guidelines on this, saying that it's not going to cover every single instance of somebody being tested so as not to create additional alarm. Mike, you told me before the show that maybe you don't necessarily agree with that. No,
I do agree with it in principle, and I agree that the media should be careful not to create a needless climate of fear. We talk about that all the time. And so, and I think there are instances perhaps where the media have done that, wittingly or otherwise. But I will say, especially if you look at that University of Kansas Medical Center story, the reason that the media reported on that in the first place is because the doctors there called an impromptu news conference because of rumors that were being spread by social media. That's what the doctor at the news conference said. And so I don't think that this story came out, that it was reported in Kansas City and elsewhere, that there might be a case because, you know, we just wanted to put any little rumor out there we could. A news conference was held to dispel the rumor. So I think that's a legitimate news story. I also think you pointed out some things. We at first wanted to believe that all the American medical system would never allow Ebola to spread. And yet we've seen instances of nurses complaining. We've had examples from Spain where healthcare workers there say the government shut down an isolation ward because of budget cuts. There's a lot of concern among the public that what the government tells us may not be the last word on our safety. So I think the media have to at least report those things.
I agree with you on that. I think the media should report those things. The problem that I have is that we're spending now all of a sudden, because there are cases in the West, here in the United States, in Europe, we're spending a lot of time covering those cases, and we're not talking about where the epicenter is in Western Africa. That's where the issue is. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I heard this morning, or somebody brought it to my attention, is that there've also been cases of it in Nigeria, but they've done a very good job of isolating those cases in certain areas so that it doesn't become a countrywide problem. And I think if we could probably focus in on what they're doing there and think about what we're doing here, right and wrong, we'd have a much clearer picture about what's happening outside of Liberia. But I also think we also need to go back into Liberia and look at what is causing the problem. Why can't they seem to be able to control it there? I mean, you see bits and pieces of the story, but now that we've sort of moved the story to the West, we've lost all connection to the epicenter of where the problem is right now.
No, I agree completely with that. And I mean, it's unseemly and unfortunate, if not unusual, mm-hmm. that American people and the American news media kind of ignore or downplay thousands of deaths already and many thousands more that are likely to occur. But boy, once we have one or two cases here, suddenly we've ramped up the coverage. But even if we're going to look at it through that selfish lens, we need to be doing more reporting about the epicenter, because we're not going to stem the spread of that disease in the U.S. until we lock it down where it's happening in Africa.
No, you're absolutely right. And we need to cover that, but also we need to cover what are the procedures here. One of the things that I was listening to this morning is that there are four centers right now that are qualified mm-hmm. to handle
right.
the major cases of Ebola, and now they're trying to figure out, well, what do we do for any hospital that happens to get a patient who comes in who may have it? Do we airlift them immediately there, or do we try to treat them at that place and send the mobile facilities there? How do we do that? So we really don't even have a handle as to how this is going to be taken care of here. And our coverage is wholly inadequate to even deal with that.
And a story I'm fascinated about, this first doctor, the aid doctor who came back and recovered from it, Brantley, they've used his blood to transfuse, I think, three of the people who've come back to the U.S.
He's been doing plasma donations over and over again.
So I'd like to hear a little bit more about what scientists might be doing, because he didn't have the right blood type to help Duncan, right? But what are the scientists doing to try to take whatever is in his blood, if there's anything
there
that helps?
The antibodies there at this point, and begin to develop some kind of a treatment there.